Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The fool has a constant expression of shock and amazement and surprise. Oh, I didn't know. If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have done that. Yeah, but you didn't and you did. So here you are. Fool. Now to us, we look at fool as a four-letter word. And it's like cussing somebody. But get that out of your mind. And people talk about foolishness like, oh, you know, those kids are just cutting up, acting a fool. They're just full of foolishness. No, look at it in the Bible with a Bible understanding. You know, anybody can be wise and a fool in the same day. It's up to us. So a foolish person, a fool, is a dull, heedless simpleton. Here's another word. Simpleton. Lack of foresight. Now, wisdom is an interesting thing. I've heard so many definitions of wisdom, and so many of them you cannot back up with scripture. It's just people's ideas. And that's not okay. But one of the key words that you'll see that most of the scholars use from way back, you'll see it both in the Old and the New Testament. Skillful. Skillful. And there's really, you know, there's not a whole lot beyond that. You just have to kind of, you'd make it up, and people do. They fill in the blanks. But I like to just stay with what you know. Everybody say skillful.
Skillful.
A wise person is skillful. Now you're going to see as we, well, instead of me telling you, let's just go and look. How many know there's a book that talks a lot about wisdom? Huh? It's the book of Proverbs. And let me encourage you while we're doing this study to read in this book. I know you got your chapter every day, but you could do another chapter. Couldn't you? Or you could sit down some evening and read four or five chapters of Proverbs. But get in here and read some. Don't try to read all of it at once, but, you know, slowly, you know, let it saturate you. And before you read it, say, Lord, open up my eyes and my heart and let wisdom get in me. And understanding, and read it. Because God, this is, you know, if you said, I'd like to sit down and talk with God and have him explain wisdom to me. He did, and he wrote it down.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
How many understand if you were sitting at the throne right now and asking God about wisdom, he's not going to tell you anything that contradicts this or is different from this. We must value this. So this is God's revelation and instruction of the wisdom that's in him. So let me encourage you. I'm going to be doing it. And you join me and read in the book of Proverbs. And over the course of the weeks, we'll read the whole thing through, hopefully more than once. So get in there and read some of this. Now, go with me, please, to Proverbs, the 14th chapter. We're going to a lot of Proverbs, and that shouldn't be surprising to you. Because we are on a quest. We are on a mission. What are we after?
Wisdom.
To get wisdom. We know we have some, but we want to get more. Right? Increase in wisdom. Now, in the 14th chapter of Proverbs, we're still defining what wisdom is. Proverbs 14, and I'll begin in verse 1. It says, every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her own hands. How many know that it's a fool who tears down their own stuff? Right? But have people ever done it? Oh, all the time. Why? They're not thinking about, okay, you know, if I alienate all these people, who's going to be my friend? Are you with me now? Oh yeah, I pitch a fit and demand my way and I do all this. Have you ever seen people like that? And then they want you to be their buddy. Chew you out, treat you like dirt, and then let's be buds. Well, you're dumb. Simpleton. You're not aware. You weren't thinking about the aftermath. You're going to see this over and over and over again. A fool, like I said, is always surprised. A wise person is always looking ahead. Thinking, okay, and if I do this, what's going to happen? And what's going to come next? And where's this going to put us? And the thing about God, He's so wise, He sees the end from the beginning. And He knows where He wants to go. And He's not confused. And He has a plan. And everything He does is strategic. Are y'all with me now? You helping me out? Everything He says, everything He does is with purpose. And in the right direction. And has the correct domino effect. And the more you and I, who are His children, imitate Him and act like Him, we do it more and more and more. And we're shocked and surprised less and less and less. Right? We're not just barreling through life clueless. We have some understanding. And we have some wisdom. Now notice this. Where are you? 14, we read verse 1. Skip down to verse 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand His way. But the folly of fools is deceit. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand His way. He has understanding of what's happening. The folly of fools is deceit. The fool is deceived, believing lies. The New Living says this, the wise look ahead to see what is coming. But fools deceive themselves. Skip down to verse 16. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is confident. Let me read that to you from some other translations. A wise man is cautious and turns away from evil. But a fool is arrogant and careless. Another one says, a wise man suspects danger and avoids evil. But the fool bears himself insolently and is presumptuously confident. Everybody say presumptuously. Confident. Now this has occurred too many times among so-called faith people. They were confident, or tried to be, without a basis for their confidence. And that is being foolish, not being in faith. Can you feel what kind of subject this is? Do you understand? We got to have revelation and utterance every second on this. Are you with me? Because this is not something people have dwelt on as much as they should have. You and me included. All the more reason for us to boost ourselves up in something we haven't had as much of. So, presumptuously confident. See, the wise man sees where it's going and stops and goes another way. The fool just blares on, rages, and is confident. Now see, confidence sounds like faith. But here, it's being a fool. Let me give you an illustration I learned early on in our ministry. I worked in the under Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry for a number of years. And one of the first jobs I had was talking with people on the phone and praying with them. And I hadn't been there a month or so. And a lady called in just crying, boo-hooing on the phone. and I couldn't tell what she was trying to say, and finally understood that she had just been mugged that morning. Somebody had knocked her in the head and grabbed her purse and went off with it. And she was distraught. And so I asked her, well, are you okay physically? She said, yeah, I'm not hurt that bad. I got a bump on my head and some scratches, but I'm, She said, but that's not the biggest thing. She said, I'm a believer. She said, I quote the 91st Psalm almost every day. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. How could this happen to me? Well, now let's just stop right here. We've talked about this before. Do you remember this phrase? Always stay on God's side. Yeah. That'll get you through some rough places. Yeah. Always stay on God's side. Here again, it's foolish to get aggravated at God. It's foolish to think He missed it. Yeah. Huh? But did you know there's all kind of Christians that are aggravated at Him? I talked to somebody today, and they're mad at God, because God, they asked Him to heal him, and they said, well, God didn't heal me. What's wrong? What's His problem? Yeah, somebody said, you? That's it. Other than you, He doesn't have any problems. No, that's dumb. Now, I know we're laughing about it, but there are many Christians who think God is their problem. They're aggravated. Even if they don't come just straight forward and say it, they're aggravated at Him. They're kind of miffed at Him. He didn't do that for me. Why did He let that happen? Why didn't He do this? That is being a fool. Did you hear me? That's being a fool. God never let anybody down. God never did anything wrong. He never failed to do anything He should have done. Ever. Ever. Now people, on the other hand, frequently fail and frequently fail to do what they should have done. So a wise person, a person with some understanding, is going to say, hey, I don't know what happened here, but I know God didn't miss it. How many wise people do I have in here? Now, no matter what happens, you start off on God's side. On the side of the Word. On the side of the Holy Ghost. On the side of Jesus. Good night, Lord. I know it ain't your fault.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Value of Wisdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602A. That's R1602A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.